Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
PB.
Hey, Andy.
What are we talking about?
Reading people.
Okay.
Yeah. So have you ever been at a store or a restaurant and the salesperson or the waitress, waiter wasn't reading you well? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I've had it happen to me. I was looking for furniture a while ago, and one of the frustrating things as I'm traveling from store to store was salespeople not reading me. Now, some read me great, and they got that I just wanted to look and I didn't want to be pressured, and they gave me that space, and I really appreciated it. But others didn't read that, and I sent clear signals.
Yeah, I believe you did.
Yeah, and they just didn't read it, and so they pressed and they pushed, and ultimately what I wanted to do was escape. I wanted to get out of there, and I did. I left as quickly as possible, didn't really look at their product, and maybe there was something great there that I'd be interested in, but because they didn't read me well,
yes,
I just wanted out of there. You know, mm-hmm. You ever experienced that at a restaurant?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you're sitting there with a friend, having mm-hmm. lunch, you're in conversation, and you have that one server that keeps trying to talk. They keep butting in. It's
like
terrible.
They're lonely.
Yeah. I'm serious. Do you want to just sit with us? Like, that's
right.
What I'm going to ask them.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, they have a job to do and they have questions that they do need to ask, and they, you know, need to bring things to you, which is all reasonable. But if they're not reading the fact that you're in a conversation and now you're not wanting to chit chat with a server and they continually interrupt, it's frustrating. So, you know, I had a boss years ago that I remember being in meetings with our staff, and I felt like I could read my boss well. I knew what was going on with him just by his face, his demeanor, his words, sort of the general tone. Like, I could read him, this is a good time to ask for something. This is a good time to ask a question, to raise an issue. Other times I could tell, this is not a good time. Like, this is stressful right now. Something's not right, unhappy, whatever. Just, like, don't do it right now. And I discerned that, but I would be shocked at other employees' failure to read him. And they would defend themselves, argue, ask for things. And I'm thinking as they're doing it, this is the worst time possible. Like, how could you even think of asking for something right? Can't you see that he is stressed out? Like, why would you do that?
Those meetings sound like a lot of fun.
They were stressful. And like the furniture store, I just wanted to get out of there. But, you know, I work there, so I can't. Like, I had to stick through that awkward meeting where someone is not reading their boss.
Well, so. Yeah, I mean, as a leader, how you know, you probably want people to read you.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I do. I want team members to read me, to get what's happening. And when they don't, it is frustrating. And, you know, you don't want to have to resort to being loud or pushy or rude about something. You want people to read. You want people to get it, you know, first time around. I love the passage in First Chronicles where it talks about the sons of Issachar.
I know a band by that name.
Do you?
Yeah.
It says that they were leaders who discerned the times, and they knew what course to take. They knew what to do. I love that combination. They were discerning of the times of this is, you know, time for this, this is time for that. And they did know what to do. I think it's such an important quality for leaders that we're discerning, in particular with people, that we can discern. We're picking up on the cues. We're in touch with their emotional state. And I think that's a certain degree of emotional intelligence on our part. We know when to push. We know when to encourage. We know when to bring strong correction. We know when to wait, when to hold back. We know when to go. We know when to ask for more questions. There's just that discerning quality. I'm reading the signals. I'm reading you and picking up on what's going on. And this is a good time for something, or it's not a good time. You know, it's as simple as knowing when a window's open and when a window's closed.
Right.
You know, you want to jump out when it's open and not when it's closed. And I think with people, I think there's that same thing. We can read them.
I'm hearing you. I'm
yep.
reading you. And I'm asking, if I'm not getting that, mm-hmm. how can I grow in that? How can I get better yeah. at it?
Great. I think slow down, watch people, watch for the cues, watch their face, look for changes. You know, be thinking about, what does that mean? What does that look mean? Does that mean they're questioning on the inside? They're doubting? They're struggling with something? So be a people watcher. Think. And then ask questions afterwards. Maybe an interaction went bad, you know, you got a poor response.
Sure. Yeah.
Later on, when things are chilled out, ask about it. Hey, you were frustrated there. What happened? And learn from your mistakes. Make adjustments along the way and learn. You know, failure to read people makes them annoyed and frustrated, bothered, maybe even offended. And the real bad side of it would be causing a break in the relationship, break in trust. So we want to be readers of people. Leaders are readers of people. That's it.
Boom.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at briandolman.com.